Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. I need to advise this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. I may be of assistance today.
No, ma'am.
Hello?
Yes, I may be of assistance today.
Yes, I was calling to see about reopening the claim.
May I have your social, please?
Hello?
May I have your social, please?
422-5311-06.
May I have your first and last name?
Marla Williams.
Okay. I don't say that you have an active claim. I say that you have an expired claim on file. Are you trying to file a new claim completely?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm just trying to, start a new claim.
Okay. May I have your date of birth?
11/26/2001.
May I have your preferred language?
English.
Do you have an ID or a driver's license?
ID.
Can you confirm that number?
Yes. IO106302.
How would you like your payment option, direct deposit or the state benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Check. Would this be a checking account or a savings account?
It's a savings account.
May I have the routing number whenever you're ready?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Give me 1 second. I'm opening my app.
I said
13, Ryan Bill,
AL.
I'm just checking in.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
The routing number is 041-215-663.
May I have the account number?
It's not giving me that option. Okay, 12-804-71-295-367.
May I have your address?
The address, my home address?
Yes.
822 Lower Coburg Road, Fultondale, Alabama.
I'm sorry, can you say that a little slower, please?
822 Lower Coburg Road, Fultondale, Alabama, 35068.
What was the city again?
Fultondale.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
What is it?
Disaster unemployment assistance.
What is that?
Like tornadoes, hurricanes, floods, fires.
No.
May have the last day that you worked.
It's
Okay, I'm just checking in.
3-2-0.
I'm still here.
R-I-M-E over A-L.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm still waiting on the date whenever you're ready.
It was February 11th.
Of this year?
Yes.
Wonderful. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Do I need to repeat the question?
What's the question?
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or you're a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I guess like up to 30.
What is the lowest hourly wage you are willing to accept?
10.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Wait, what did you say?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
May I have your job title?
My job title?
Yes.
I was a lead sales associate.
A what associate?
A lead sales associate.
Leave associate?
LEAD, lead, like waiting.
Lead waiter? Oh, sales associate, okay. Thank you. Are you seeking work in this current occupation?
I'm going to barber school. That counts.
May I have the number to your for your previous employer?
The number is 205-822-9860.
All right, you ready for it?
Yes, I'm ready for the number.
It's 205-607-0550.
May I have your employment start date?
I don't remember that one. I know I was there for like 2 months there.
Okay, would you like 2 months, so December 11th?
What was it?
And may I have the city and state the work was performed in?
Garden, Alabama.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for your time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, yes or no?
No.
Sick pay.
What is
sick,
it?
Sick pay. Holiday pay.
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
What is the reason you're no longer working for this employer?
She put insubordination, but that wasn't the case.
Okay, insubordination. And let's see. What is the name and title of the person who discharged you? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, may I have the name and title of the person who discharged you?
I don't know her last name. Her first name is Emily.
Mm-hmm.
And
Emily.
She was a store manager.
Manager, thank you. May I have the final incident that caused the discharge?
We got into an argument.
Did you commit the act that the employer alleges?
No, I did not.
Okay, so you did not get into an argument, correct?
No, she, so it was like some money was missing out of a drawer that I was not working on, and I was accused of it. And when I asked her to pull the cameras, she never pulled the cameras. I got pissed about it because they kept accusing me of it, but would never pull the cameras, and we got into an argument.
Was there any prior warning for the same or similar act?
No.
What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to being discharged?
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to repeat the question?
What did you say?
Hello?
What did you do to try and resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
I didn't do anything.
Nathan. So in a.
Being honest, I'm sorry.
And do you wish to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
Why do I want to? Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax? Do I need to repeat the question again?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for the federal income tax?
Oh, I said yes. I said yes.
Okay. And let me know whenever you want your PIN number. I did go ahead and put that down whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, that number is 0.
Mm-hmm.
6. 0. 1.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Yes.
Dot labor.
Is that it?
No. I have some instructions for you.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. You must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so will result in interrupting your benefits. You must be able and available to work randomly seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must follow weekly certification either by phone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week will result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file over the internet, the